Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
I played this yesterday, but as we lead into Frank Cusumano here, this is Bill DeWitt III after meeting Pope Leo.
Yeah, it was fun because I noted that he was a White Sox fan, and then he instantly said, yeah, but my father was a Cardinals fan. So there was a definite moment there where he connected with what we were doing. The Pope and I share something in common. We both help manage Cardinals.
I like that, Frank Cusumano. That was very clever of Mr. DeWitt, but boy, he needs some divine intervention for his baseball club about this point, doesn't he?
Yeah, I hope he, you know, is smart enough to ask for a blessing because this team and this franchise desperately needs it. It's not just for the rest of this season, but for the next couple of years. We got to get used to it. It's not happening in a short period of time.
Well, you got the team that has the best record in baseball. Look, I would have to, given the fact that the Cardinals aren't anywhere near the playoffs, and I spent 9 years in Milwaukee, and my wife's a Brewers fan, I got to pull for the Brewers here in the postseason, I think.
And you should. I mean, it's 7 out of 8 years in the postseason. It's doing it with a modest budget, with strategic trading. They give up really good players, and the beat keeps going on. They are what the Cardinals used to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so where does this leave us now for the Cardinals moving forward? I mean, the pain is almost over. We got a couple more weeks. But, you know, we were talking about this a little bit on the roundtable. You got to give us something in the offseason to maybe get excited about, don't you?
Yeah, you do, because last year, that's part of the reason why nobody bought season tickets. They were as quiet as a monastery. Mark, I think the most intriguing baseball story this weekend will happen at Busch in the 12:30 range on Sunday, where the Cardinals will do some type of honoring of John Mozeliak for his nearly 2 decades running the Cardinals, and the reaction to that. I hope with his family out there that people remember the resume and don't boo them, but I think there's going to be some that will, or there could be some that, hey, I just want to watch NFL football. Why would I want to watch the Cardinals play on a Sunday?
That's kind of where I am, but the latter.
Hey, Frank, Ethan here. So I want to read this quote from an article that Katie Wu put out this morning, because I think this is really interesting, and it makes you wonder. Here it is. So, multiple people within the organization have been told to expect significant roster turnover that doesn't just apply to Nolan Arenado, who expects another offseason of trade discourse as the Cardinals attempt to move him, or even veterans like Contreras or Sonny Gray, who have been hesitant to waive their full no-trade clauses in seasons prior, but could entertain the notion now that the team's immediate future is clearer.
That's interesting.
It makes you wonder, because we knew that there was going to be some movement this offseason. We knew that there was going to be some turnover, but it seems like the direction has gone from, yeah, we think that we're close, to no, this is going to take a while, and this is going to be a legit rebuild.
Well, I'm glad they have a dose of reality. I mean, look at the young Reds pitchers, like all first-round picks, like 28 to 22. Look at what Milwaukee is doing. Look at Chicago's explosiveness. I tell everybody, those feelings we had about the Cardinals last offseason, unless something dramatically different happens this offseason, we're going to have the same kind of feelings. I mean, this is not. I mean, we are paying for bad drafting, bad developing, and other teams, you know, being cutting edge. Other teams being what the Cardinals were 15 years ago with their model.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Let's talk Mizzou in South Carolina. It looks like the quarterback from South Carolina is going to play outside of being concussed last weekend. They've cleared him?
Yes. They did, and well, it's not 100% certain, but probably. The way the point spread is looking, it looks like he's going to play. And he was a beast. He was Cam Newton when they played against him last year in Columbia, South Carolina, like 450 passing yards. So here's the thing, though. They were outgained by South Carolina State when they played. They were blown off the field by Vanderbilt. You can't even compare the way South Carolina has played with
Oh, we got some phone issues there, Frank. Yeah, unfortunately, we got some phone issues, and you're skipping around. Let's try it one more time. You there?
Yes.
No, you don't. We don't. We're going to have to let him go, I think, Ethan. Sorry about that, Frank. If you can hear me, all of a sudden your phone just started going haywire, and we were talking about Mizzou and South Carolina. I you know, look, since I'm a Mizzou guy, I always worry about bad things happening, and I felt weird about not having the starting quarterback from South Carolina be a part of the game because you want to beat them when they're the best, and I think this would be a big victory for Mizzou moving forward.
Well,
because you could be in this. Look, you win tomorrow, you're going to be in the conversation for the playoff because you have some opportunities moving forward. You lose tomorrow, you're probably done with the playoff.
Here's the thing. The schedule is weak for SEC schools, and there's a lot of schools ahead of Mizzou when it comes to
the strength
of schedule that the Tigers have. So part of you says, yes, this is a good thing that Lenora Sellers is going to be playing, likely, because this is a really good South Carolina team. I know that they are not ranked now because of
they dropped significantly. They were number 11
last week. But this is a team that this is going to be ranked game importance for the Tigers. And I tell you what, they win this one, then they have the chance to go into, I think, week 6 or 7 against Alabama at home undefeated. That would be huge. There's a couple of big games coming up. They don't have a bunch of big ones on the schedule.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
This is one of the biggest ones.
That could be huge. And that could be something that brings game day to Columbia.
And the spread is still big time in favor for the Tigers. 9.5-point favorites, which is still really high in
my opinion. I think we're a better team than South Carolina. Let's hope that plays out tomorrow because I always get nervous. Look, they did what they had to last week. They scored. They ran up the score on that team, and good teams do that. Jane, great to see you. You enjoy your football and baseball weekend and your streaming weekend. Ethan, we're going to hang out here for another hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.